Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
There's an alarming trend spreading across America that began with the president and is now manifesting itself in other executive branch officials, mainly state governors. It goes something like this. Congress or the legislative branch is broken and hamstrung by gridlock. Therefore, to accomplish the will of the people, the president or governors must circumvent the legislative branch and promote policy through the use of executive orders. President Obama chastised President Bush for the practice when he was still in the Senate, but now that he's president, he uses executive orders on a regular basis and promises to increase their use in his final year in office. Republicans scream it's an abuse of power, yet Republican presidents have also abused the privilege. The practice has become so prevalent that state governors are now jumping on board, and Montana is no exception. This week, Governor Steve Bullock signed an executive order banning so-called discrimination based on sexual orientation in state employment and state contracts. As the Montana Human Rights Network stated on their website, they had been working toward this for decades, and indeed they had, mainly at the legislature, where their efforts have proven unsuccessful as recently as this past year. The governor's action, obviously applauded by the gay community, raises more issues than it solves. First of all, similar policies have been enacted in four cities across Montana in the form of municipal non-discrimination ordinances, and they've never been used, not even once, proving that local governments have solved a non-existent problem. The executive order covers all state agencies and extends to anyone doing business with those state agencies. So what's the cost to solve a non-existent problem? We have no idea. It's a question the legislature would have asked and one that's been ignored by the governor. Case in point. As soon as this executive order was signed, the Queer Straight Alliance at Montana State University sent a letter to University President Wadid Cruzado demanding, among other things, the construction of gender-neutral bathrooms in all on-campus buildings, the construction of a gender-neutral locker room in the gym facilities, and the construction of gender-neutral on-campus housing. In addition to the hard costs that the legislature will now be expected to finance, there's an even larger problem with the use of executive orders, and that is the continued neutering of the legislative branch and the expansion of government at an even faster rate. Be they executive orders passed by a governor, administrative rules imposed by a state agency, or judicial decrees issued by a court, they all have the force of law, and in most instances, they are de facto laws passed without citizen involvement, input, or oversight. The question is, do the ends justify the means? Should a single person be able to circumvent citizen scrutiny and involvement in the legislative process simply because he can't get his political agenda enacted by the legislature or Congress? The simple answer is no. If citizens through their elected representatives say no to the governor's agenda, then their wishes should be respected. Like it or not, this is how representative government is supposed to work. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.